I find that it's ironic that Prince Charles would compare Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler, because if anybody knows anything about Hitler, it would happen to be many members of the House of Windsor. Let me start by saying that both Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth II are originally German. Prince Philip himself, his three sisters married Nazis. Actually, Prince Charles's three aunts, which are Prince Philip's sisters, they were members of the Nazi Party. Prince Philip's brother-in-law is another Prince Philip, and Prince Christoph, they were members of the Nazi apparatus. One of them was Heinrich Himmler's. One of Heinrich Himmler's lieutenants. He was a colonel in the SS. The other one was a Nazi governor. Prince Charles is one of the Queen's closest relatives, who would be the cousin of the Queen's father, George V. That was Charles Edward. He changed his name to Carl Edward when he went to Coburg. He was sent to Coburg by Queen Victoria. Was one of Hitler's closest friends and part of Hitler's inner circle.
Just as then, Western imperialism is once again finding common cause with fascism, this time in Ukraine. And the target of their machinations is once again the geopolitical power of Russia. That is why the propaganda stakes are so high. In their fitful efforts to deceive, the Western political, financial, and media establishments are twisting history into a grotesquely false analogy. That a member of the Nazi-admiring House of Windsor, formerly the Germanic House of Saxe-Coburg, should also engage in this aggressive Western demonizing of Putin and Russia is particularly odious. These people are shameless in their ignorance, arrogance, or downright stupidity.
Hitler, who hasn't been called Hitler? They've called Milosevic Hitler. They've called Bashar al-Assad Hitler. They've called Gaddafi Hitler. They've called anybody that they don't like Hitler. And they're calling Putin Hitler. We shouldn't be surprised. I'm not surprised at all. It's become a very regular thing for officials or statesmen in the so-called West to refer to somebody they don't like as Hitler. So this is not a surprise at all. And I think it reflects the tensions between countries like Britain and the United States. The tensions they have with the Russian Federation and its allies. So this obviously is a reflection of that, because Vladimir Putin doesn't, there's nothing that justifies calling him Hitler.
The row over the Prince of Wales's alleged gaffe deepened when the Russian president responded with his own withering assessment of the heir to the throne. Asked about the prince's alleged remarks, Putin said they were unacceptable and wrong, and not what monarchs do. At a press conference in St. Petersburg, Putin said of the incident, "It reminds me of a good proverb. You are angry. That means you are wrong." The Ministry of Defense has revealed that a US spy drone has flown through UK airspace for the first time. The unarmed Global Hawk reconnaissance aircraft flew through UK sovereign airspace on three occasions in the last month as part of a NATO exercise. This comes as in a move to keep Britain in the Global Drones Club. The MOD is planning to deploy the operational drones in Afghanistan to the Persian Gulf, or deploy them alongside US drones undertaking surveillance and so-called counter-terrorism in Africa.
As the December 2014 Afghan drawdown deadline approaches, the UK government has accepted that it can't bring its fleet of 10 armed Reapers back to the UK, except packed up in boxes. Due to safety concerns, Reaper drones will not be allowed to fly in the UK, even in segregated airspace. The MOD, however, wants to keep the drones flying, so the question that is exercising senior British politicians and officials is, where in the world shall we put our armed drones now? Although it was thought that some UK drones might remain in Afghanistan as part of a post-conflict security arrangement, this option has become much less attractive as there is a desire by the UK to draw a line under the Afghan war and move on. This conclusion has only been hardened with the increasing possibility that the US forces may not stay in Afghanistan at all after 2014, unless a bilateral security agreement is signed by August. If the UK wants to keep its armed drones operational, it appears to have two broad options. Deploy them alongside other British aircraft in the Persian Gulf, or deploy them alongside US drones undertaking surveillance and so-called counter-terrorism in Africa. UK military forces in the Persian Gulf receive little publicity as the host countries do not want the presence of foreign troops highlighted, while the UK is a little sensitive about being seen to support such autocratic regimes. Nevertheless, a squadron of the Royal Air Force Typhoons is based at Al Minhad Air Base near Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Over the past few years, the UK has been trying to bolster its relationship with Persian Gulf states, and especially with the United Arab Emirates. Though this has been in part about trying to gain lucrative arms sales, which embarrassingly did not come to fruition, it has also been about the UK becoming more focused on the Persian Gulf as a key strategic military location. Although the UK also has a military presence in other Persian Gulf states, including Bahrain, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, Al Minhad in the UAE is the most likely option. Firstly, there is already an RAF squadron present, which means the communications and control infrastructure is already in place. And secondly, the UAE was the first non-NATO country to have been allowed to buy the unarmed export version of Reaper, and may well see an advantage to having UK Reapers based alongside them. When he was asked about the possibility of establishing a permanent presence in the Persian Gulf during an April 2014 visit to Qatar, Defence Secretary Philip Hammond stated, "It's a possibility that we are looking at, and we're interested to discuss how to take that forward. We haven't decided for sure to do this yet, but certainly it's one of the options we are looking at." If UK drones are deployed to the Persian Gulf, it may well be that they take on these patrols and potential clashes with the Iranian Air Force. Another option for the UK appears to be basing its drones alongside US and French drones in Africa. The known location of deployed US drones is mapped, although it is highly likely that there are other bases that are not in the public domain. Rumours include Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso and Al-Wiq in Libya. About 50 UK personnel are permanently stationed there to facilitate training exercises by British troops in Kenya, and while the British Army has a small training unit, it has no permanent airbase there. It is likely, therefore, that if UK Reapers are to be deployed to Africa, it would be alongside US drones based at Camp Lemonnier in Djibouti, Arba Minch in Ethiopia, or Niamey in Niger. A third possibility is that the UK's drones could be deployed to the Sigonella airbase in Italy, alongside Italian and US drones, or to various bases in North America, where they could simply be involved in training exercises. This, however, is apparently an unlikely option. Whatever happens, it should be remembered that behind the decision to redeploy drones from Afghanistan to either the Persian Gulf or to Africa is not some magnanimous desire to create security for the people living in that part of the globe. Rather, it is simply the wish to keep the drones operational in order to be part of the drones club. However, once the drones are redeployed, it increases the likelihood that the UK will become embroiled in further armed conflict. The best option, the one that would really increase global security, is simply for the drones to be disassembled and packed back into their boxes for storage at RAF Waddington in England. This option, however, appears to be off the table.
We don't feel that our government should be killing people thousands of miles away without trial, without conviction.
It is a very, very wicked thing to do. We must not condone it, and a lot of our people do not know that we're doing this, in fact.
They encourage governments to use weapons to kill people in other lands without taking any responsibility because they feel it doesn't put their troops at risk.
At the moment, there is absolutely no openness about how drones are being used, yet we know that children and civilians are being killed in Afghanistan, in Pakistan and in Yemen. This is just not acceptable, it's immoral and it's illegal.
You may agree with what you heard today, or you may totally differ. Anyhow, we want to hear from you, so get online with us and comment on our Facebook wall. Our page is called UK Desk Press TV. You can also email us at britain@presstv.ir. Stay in touch, whatever you do, because you've been viewing The Monarchy, and The Monarchy has without a doubt been viewing Britain. Stay well, and goodbye from me and the team.
Round.